You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. We live in the world today where people acquire wealth corruptly. And sometimes as a believer, you may be tempted because you could see that they have houses, they have cars, the things you seem to be struggling to have, they have it. But the Bible is telling you and saying to us all that better is a little with righteousness for doing what is right and any legitimate income. You are better than those people who have corruptly acquired wealth and they seem to be doing big things. But if you don't know the word of God, you may think they are better than you. In fact, people will tell you they are better than you. They will tell you that, look at that your mate that you went to secondary school with. He has built a house. In fact, they will tell you that friend has bought a house, has bought a land. He just bought his seventh car. He's been going abroad. In fact, he lives in the air. He's always flying business class everywhere. If it is in righteousness, no problem. But if it is a corrupt revenue, then you have nothing to envy. You have not, even if it is right, you should not envy. How much more when it is wrong? The Bible is telling you it is better that your little is better. Staying in a two-bedroom that you rent, and maybe you have been using one car for 15 years, it is better than those people who are stealing money, building houses. Some are even buying houses abroad, whereas you are struggling to pay rent in a two-bedroom. But the scripture says it is better. Let me show you how other translation puts it. Contemporary English version says, it is better to be honest and poor than to be dishonest and rich. It is better. So if they ask, who is better? The world may think that the man who is corrupt is better, but you are actually better. If you are walking in honesty, that's all that matters. Stop competing with anyone. Stop comparing yourself to anyone. Just be faithful. Just be faithful. Other version says, if you do what is right, but you are not rich, that is better than to be rich because you cheat people. He says it is better to do what is right and be poor than to be rich because you deceive people. Good news says it is better to have a little honestly earned than to have a large income dishonestly gained. New Living Translation says better to have little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. So all of them agree that, see, it is better. Whatever income you are able to earn legitimately, it is better. You know, it's even so sad that even in the church, they give recognition to people who have money, not even knowing where the money comes from. I had a preacher saying that if you commit adultery and you are poor, they will discipline you. They will tell you that you should not come to the church for 6 months. They will say it publicly. But that if you are rich, they will find a way to explain it, that after all, David committed sin and God didn't kill him. Now, that is sad if that is actually happening. It is sad. You are basically encouraging people to have money by all means. The church will be encouraging covetousness if everything you do is showing off wealth and giving respect to people that have money. But you, don't mind whatever they are doing. The scripture says it is better. What you have that you have earned respectfully is better. Having credit and pass in your exam that is out of being genuine, out of honesty, is better than those who have A's, that it is fraudulent. It is better. In the end, you will understand that it is better. It is always better to remain true in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.